Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, I finished the opening announcement and was just beginning to read verses 26 and 27. Follow along as we take up there today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles open now. I hope you have a good King James Bible, because we do a lot of word studies in our study as we go verse by verse through a book of the Bible. And so often we do word studies while we're doing that. And I think that is good, and I think that is important. And we want you to be a part of it. So we don't want to leave anyone out. And so I hope that you will do that with us. I'd also encourage you to write notes down. And we are on the website. We have our radio programs are posted every day on our website. So you can even go there and download that or listen to it again if there was something you missed or something you wanted to hear again. So let me encourage you to do that. Take notes on these things. I think that'd be a great help to you. Now our text, again, is right here in Joel chapter 2 and verse 26 and 27. So let me just read those verses first, and then we'll get into this study. It says, "And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed." Boy, I tell you, is that a grand and glorious passage there after we've read about so much coming judgment? How great is that? Well, in verse 25, when we finished up last time, the Lord recounts that he had sent his army. Now, that army was the locust, remember in chapter 1, that had devoured the land. Israel had raised a great crop, and they were lifted up in pride, and they began to progress away from the Lord, which is always a downward progression to becoming a servant of sin. Now, a lot of people that call themselves progressives, they are progressives. They just don't know which direction they're progressing in most cases. I like the old paths. God said to walk in them, so I don't think that you can beat what God says to do. So let's do it. God's will, God's way. Well, God sent his army of locusts to bring Israel to its knees, that he might restore fellowship with Israel is the reason he did that. You see, when God chastens, it never feels good. But his desire is so that he can restore fellowship with you, that sin can be confessed and forsaken. Now, they cannot get the fruit back that the sin has devoured, but they can plant more seed. Seek doing God's will, God's way, while extolling his great name. Seek to know, seek to understand his holiness, that we might follow the Old and the New Testament command, for it was given in both books. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. My friend, let me ask you this question. Must we have a locust judgment in order for us to seek the holy ground of fellowship with God? Now understand, you can pray a lot, that prayer will mean nothing if it's not on holy ground. We're told in the 66th Psalm that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. In James chapter 4, we're told that to be a friend of the world is to be at enmity, to be actual God's practicing enemy is what that means. It's to be at enmity against God. So you may say a lot of prayers and mention His name and in Jesus' name, but my friend, it means nothing when you have the love of the world in your heart, because when you love the world system, the worldly ways, and you're always trying to emulate the world in your religion, you'll find that God does not hear you. That's what He says, I believe God. Now, one day in the future, God is going to again bring an army against Israel. At this time, it will be the armies of the world. Now, God will, at that time, come back, and He will defeat those armies and set up that millennial kingdom. But He blesses Israel when they turn back to the Lord. Now, in Joel chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, we see something that's kind of special there. We covered this already, but I want you to listen again. Verse 16 says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? You know, today you have people saying, what is your church doing for millennials? Well, if I read about that right, I find millennials are those groups of people from 1982 to 2000 that were born in that era. That being the case, as I give this, this is, means they're anywhere from 17 to 35 years old, so we'll just give them an even wider range than that, 15 to 40. Now, that is a wide range there, but let's just say that's the millennials. Now, I said earlier, I'm 67 years old, and in that period of time, I have yet to see that there was any period, not a decade, not even a year, that there weren't 15 to 40 years old. You know, the Bible is an eternal book. It wasn't written for generations. You know where this thing, millennials, Generation Xers, and all these other things, the baby boomers and the founders, and now they're going back to the new baby boomers and things of that nature. Just pathetic. But you see what happens is society tells you, this is your group, and this is how you think. Some of them don't think that way, but all of a sudden they say, well, I guess we better think that way because that's how they say that we're supposed to think. And so they start thinking that way. And as funny as that sounds, it's true. And they get to thinking, well, they should do this for us because of who we are. And this is a different era in which we live. No, the Bible is the Word of God. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We don't start having a new Bible for a new era. We don't change the Bible. We don't change God's word for a new era. And so the Bible is the Word of God, and it has wisdom for all ages. Heaven and earth would pass away, and Jesus, who does not lie and would not lie, said that heaven and earth would pass away before even a jot or tittle of His law would pass away. So evidently, the heaven and earth hasn't passed away that I can see, and so every bit of His word still holds true, and it's settled forever. It's preserved from this generation forever. So knowing that, understanding that, you can always depend upon God's word. It'll never change, for the Lord changeth not. I know that men have come out with new versions and tried to say, this is a better translation. I remember when they started to come out saying, well, here is the RSV, and it's the best translation. It's closest to the documents. It's closest to all those past things that we got out in those days, all those manuscripts. It's the closest to them. Then they came out with the New American Standard Version, and they said, oh, now this is the closest to the manuscript. They've come out with the ESV, and it is the closest to the manuscript. And what's so funny about this whole thing, I shouldn't laugh because it's a shame and it's a sin and it's wrong. But it seems like that even those manuscripts that they use, they keep changing them every 3 to 4 years. So you buy a critical text, in 5 years you're going to have to buy another one because it's changed again. It also means that people didn't have the Bible for over 1,500 years, as far as they're concerned, when they didn't have those manuscripts available. Isn't it interesting? We see writers, Matthew Henry. We see great men of God down through the history of time that use that old Textus Receptus from the Greek and the Masoretic text from the Hebrew. You either got to say, well, they had a Bible, so they couldn't have been, they didn't have the right Bible, so they couldn't have been right with God, or you got to say that maybe they've had the right Bible all along. And we have. We have. Translated from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text into our King James Bible. These others don't use those texts, and no wonder, because it will undo a lot of the false doctrine that they teach if they stuck with the King James Bible. So that's why they have to go those directions, so they can justify the deeds of the flesh. Now, I read that passage here in verses 16 and 17 for just a special purpose is this. They say the millennials, or they say we got to reach this group or that group. Did you notice there that they called the children, the young men, young women, the bridegroom, the bride, you know, the old people, the elders, children? I mean, they gathered all of them. You see, your local church doesn't have a revival if it doesn't reach all. We don't have a youth revival. You know, I have a great advantage over young people. I've been young and now I'm old. They've only been young. Now, yeah, there are changes. There are differences in life.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.